By faith, Abel. We read Hebrews 11:4 from the New American Standard Translation. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which Abel obtained the testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. My three questions are, by faith, Abel did what? And Paul says, Abel still speaks. Speaks about what? By what authority does Apostle Paul say, Abel did this by faith? How did he know? After Adam and Eve were ejected from the garden for disobeying God, can you imagine their thoughts? Now that we violated God's law and are God's enemies, is there any method by which we can get back into God's Garden of Eden? Can we at least find favor, fellowship, or communion with God? Is there anything we can do? You know, Eve recalled that God spoke to her, Satan, and Adam. Eve was thinking, so my seed will bruise Satan on his head? Is that how we get back to the garden? After all, God said the most harm Satan will do to me is that he will bruise my seed's heel. Could my seed bruise the serpent's head and crush evil? Now that's a good trade-off. Would that get us back in favor with God? She may have thought. Adam and Eve named their first son Cain, which means, I bought a man from the Lord. I have the asset of the Lord in my hand. I have found it, or I have gotten the expected one. In other words, now I have the seed who will crush the serpent's head. After the optimism of Cain's name and Cain failing to bruise the serpent's head immediately, Eve named her second son Abel. Abel means doubt or uncertainty. But as Abel grew, he restored her hope that her offspring would somehow crush Satan and evil and restore the fellowship and blessing of God and obtain a victory and a release from the evils of the divine death sentence on them. Cain and Abel grew as men, had families, Cain becoming a tiller of the soil, a farmer and gardener. Abel became a herdsman and shepherd. As family discussions grew, Cain's parents thought he would be the tool to crush Satan's head. And his younger brother Abel would be the support person of the house. It's possible Cain may have thought, I am the elect of God. I am the chosen seed. I will rescue the family. So how did Cain do? Genesis 4, verses 2 through 5, we read, now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast. End of quote. Cain's face said it all. Hebrews tells us these two brothers did what God required of them. God desired them to believe and to do something. Take action. Offer me something. Cain offered some of his first fruits. We believe Abel offered a lamb as a sacrifice. The first lesson we can draw is, do we offer some or do we offer God our all, our best? And why fat portions? God is introducing that by accepting the offering of fat on the altar, our innermost being, our love, Abel could typify spiritual Israel, the wheat class. God is giving us future pictures very early in man's history. It is thought that Abel's sacrifice was likely consumed as Elijah's offering was in 1 Kings. We read, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. It would certainly make an impression on Abel and on any who saw it. Many of you have siblings. If you found approval from God and found a secret way back to God, what would your sibling do to you? They likely would not kill you. Genesis 4, verse 7 records God telling Cain, before he killed his brother, if you don't do what is right, sin desires to have you, but you must rule over it. For Cain to become the first murderer, he allowed Satan to control his thoughts. And they became so vile, angry, jealous, and full of hatred that Cain killed Abel. The Inspire record tells us Cain was of the spirit of the wicked one and slew his brother. 1 John 3:12. Cain partook of Satan's evil spirit, and Satan's spirit was one of ambition and pride. How foolish was Cain's reasoning that fighting against God and murdering his brother could leave him the heir of the promise that the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. It doesn't add up. Why would you kill your brother who finally found acceptance from God? Because this was Satan's attempt to kill the woman's promised seed, and he's been doing it ever since then. Now, Hebrews 11:4 from the Diaglot. I like this. In faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, by means of which he, Abel, was attested to be righteous. Listen to this. God testifying on his gifts, and through it, having died, he still speaks. So a dead man speaks? Remember, our first question is, by faith, Abel did what? Verse 4 says, by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice. Thank you, Apostle Paul, but our earlier question was, how are you sure it was better? The answer is in the middle of verse 4. God himself testifying about Abel's gifts. God vouched for Abel, and of course, God's testimony is true. By faith, Abel. Faith means a conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, with the included idea of trust and holy fervor. At some point, Abel's faith grew, and he knew that the secret to obtaining God's approval was through shed blood. A precious life given, offered to God as payment for sin. Faith, when it relates to God, is the conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things. It was not by accident that Abel chose and offered his sacrifice, but he only did this by being led by faith. Now for a little bit of a word study. I like word studies. By faith, Abel offered. Offered means to bring to present unto a person. Why even think to offer something to God? Abel is trying to find a way back to God. His whole family is. But didn't God turn his back on Adam and man? Yes. But God's merciful character is revealed yet again. Remember the animal skin covering which God provided for Adam and Eve? The King James reads, "By faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice," which in the Greek is a phrase that means just that. But the diaglot translates "a more excellent sacrifice" correctly to read "a better sacrifice." Heard that before? The diaglot continues with, "by means of which he," Abel, "was attested." Attested means to be a witness, to give evidence, or obtain a good report. Abel was attested righteous. And you know what righteous means. Abel was equitable, innocent, holy, and he was right, justified. Our theme text continues with "God testified." It means to bear record. God gave evidence. This was Apostle Paul's authority and our authority. This is what I was looking for. God gave evidence. Perhaps this evidence was the fire which came from heaven to consume the sacrifice. And this is how God testified Abel as righteous, justified, and offered God what he wanted. How is Abel dead, but he still speaks? Abel was killed because his heart and mind were searching for God, and Abel found him. The fact that Abel still speaks to us is because God accepted Abel's faith and the choicest gift he had to offer, a blood offering. And his offering echoes over thousands of years to us. Abel continues to speak through his actions, his faithfulness, and his humility. Satan doesn't like that. Abel's offering led to the knowledge of how to present acceptable sacrifices to God. Satan, in retaliation, shut down Abel's new knowledge through his murder. 1 John 3:12, we read, "Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother." And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. End of quote. The acceptance of Abel's offering and the rejection of Cain's showed the specific sacrifice the Lord wanted offered. You would think that Cain would have quickly learned and offered sacrifices just like his brother. After all, the Lord warned Cain in advance, saying, if you do right. A lesson we are reminded of in 1 John 3:7. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Why do you think Abel's sacrifice was more excellent? Abel was led to offer an animal sacrifice by his faith. This typified the better sacrifice to come, Christ Jesus, through which a restoration will be achieved between God and man. With his murder, Abel's blood screams, I need justice. Christ's blood screams, I alone am the payment, the sacrifice to satisfy justice. When Abel sacrificed the life of a lamb, this was the true type of the redeeming sacrifice to come. It was so earth-shattering because it pointed forward to the sacrifice of the seed of the woman, the Son of God. By faith, Abel offers a lamb, a picture of that promised redemptive sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which would take away the sin of the world. Let me tell you, Satan didn't see that one coming. After the law was established, the Old Testament prophets knew that without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sins. Yet Abel, Job, and other patriarchs made altars and sacrificed to God. Hebrews 11:2 tells us, for by faith, the men of old gained approval from God. They were justified by faith when their faith led them to do what God required of them. By faith, Abel offered sacrifice. By faith, we sacrifice and offer gifts to God. To God's children now, to those who exercise faith, who seek and knock, the mind of the Lord is revealed, and they can see that only the great sacrifice of our Redeemer's life could be acceptable before God. If there was no Christ and no payment for Adamic sin, Abel's blood would still be screaming today, I need justice. We read, and to a judge who is God of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to the mediator of the new covenant, Jesus, and to the blood of sprinkling, which speaketh better things than that of Abel, which speaks our pardon and peace instead of crying for just vengeance. In Hebrews 12:23 and 24, the Apostle Paul, speaking of Christ, gives us a comparison. He demonstrates that Abel, in a certain way, is a type of Christ. Let us line up a few of Paul's pictures. Jesus feeds and tends his flock. Abel fed and tended his flock. Abel offered a living sacrifice involving death and blood. Jesus offered his life, death, and blood. While Abel's death called for vengeance, Christ's sacrifice declares mercy. And doesn't this picture bring us great peace? As the blood of Abel cried or spoke to God after his death, so the blood of the man Christ Jesus, the mediator, speaks for every sinner he died for. The blood of Abel cried for vengeance, but not the blood of Christ. Think Hebrews. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. This is your picture. Christ's blood speaks pardon and peace to the sinner and speaks full satisfaction to God for our sins. That blood, that sacrifice, that ransom payment presented by Jesus, our advocate, gives the wheat class confirmation. We have no need to look for further people, places, or things for our forgiveness. Hebrews 12:24 tells us that Jesus' blood spoke better things than the spilt blood of Abel and confirmed that Abel's blood, even though he had the better sacrifice compared to Cain, still required justice from God through Christ. Cain should have learned his lesson quickly and secured animal sacrifices and presented his offering, like Abel's, to the Lord. It would have been accepted as Abel's was. Did Cain have faith and humility? It appears very little. To me, Cain pictures tares and the world. By faith, Abel offered sacrifice. God arranged a great antitypical sacrifice for sins in the man Christ Jesus, whose sacrifice is best pictured by the sacrifice of animals. God introduced with Abel the thought that without the shedding of blood, there could be no remission of sins. Eve did not know it, but her seed eventually came, offered gifts, sacrificed, and died for the privilege of bruising the serpent's head. By faith, you and I, the gospel age wheat class, like Abel, come before the Lord with great humility. And we do not trust in righteous works of our own for our own acceptance with him. By faith, we present all that we have. We do not keep the fat for ourselves. We offer and sacrifice it all. While Cain generally represents the world with its evil spirit, Abel represents Christ and his church with the sacrificing spirit. The wheat class must be ready to lay down their lives each day as a living sacrifice to show their loyalty and faith to the Lord. And as God speaks to us as individuals, he says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee, you, a crown of life."